This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I read some stories about Kenny Grand of Roseau recently and would like to read another one today. This was in the January 1980 issue of the Roseau Times Region, written on the occasion of his retirement. Kenneth Grand wasn't sure how he felt Friday. It was his last day at the post office after 32 years of employment there. "I guess I'll maybe get that feeling next week," he smiled. "I guess it will be nice to have more free time. Not that it has been that rough with our holidays, but I will be able to choose my time." He hadn't had much leisure time since he started as a sub-clerk on December 7, 1947. "I worked practically full-time at first, with Paul Buren, Milo Anderson, Werner Anderson, Postmaster Lloyd Wogg, and carriers Mutt Peterson, Lambert Wenner, Melvin Johnson, and Boyd Goodbow." He remembers when the train was carrying the mail and compared it to today. "Now it's wonderful compared to then," he said. "They used to sort Christmas cards until midnight because the train was supposed to be in at 12:30 p.m. and was always late. Then it went to Warroad, turned around, and headed back, so we had to have our outgoing mail ready when it got here." He admitted it was quite a rat race. He started working when the post office was in the Bud Building, where conditions were very crowded. "We moved in here in 1961, and it was nice," he remembered. Kenny became a walking carrier when the city routes were set up in 1963, and was on the route for 2.5 years. "I had most of the town, except that area covered by Everett Ogren, who hauled the parcel post by vehicle," he said. "The cold winter days and deep snow were a problem, but an occasional cup of coffee and a friendly and appreciative welcome made up for it. I guess my pet peeve would be the lack of shoveled walks. I had to wade through the deep snow and all." He smiled when he noted that in cities, they would hand out a slip saying you wouldn't get your mail unless you shoveled your walk. "It's different in a small town. You do more to accommodate the people," he emphasized. He never had trouble with dogs either. He remembers when chicks used to come by mail and when packages used to pile up high because there were no catalog stores then, and many people ordered items shipped by parcel post. "We never had trouble with the chicks, as people were waiting for them. Only once we had to auction off a bunch because the people refused them," he recalled. He was in on the 2-cent postcard and the nickel letter, he remembers, and remembers that around Christmas time they used to call Peterson's mail route the freight route because of the number of packages. "That is down now," he notes. "The best part of the 32 years has been meeting all the people. In a small town, the post office job is good, and I've had 2 fine postmasters to work under," he emphasizes. He never had time for many hobbies. He fished a little and attended the Legion and VFW meetings. He was in the medical corps in England as an X-ray technician in World War II. He has been a member of the Baptist Church in Roseau and belongs to the Postal Supervisors Association. Mr. and Mrs. Grand have raised 6 children, Wendell in Thief River Falls, Brian in Bemidji, Stephen in Roseau, Pamela, Mrs. Devon Erickson of Roseau, Nancy, Mrs. Virgil Landine of Roseau, and Louise, a senior at Bethel College. They also have 10 grandchildren. And I'll note that since this article was written in 1980, there have been changes. Kenny says he may get a part-time job, nothing hard, but plans to move a small house he bought to his place south of Warroad, where he can enjoy the woods. He may fish a little more, and, he grins, "I'm a built-in babysitter with all the grandchildren. I'm also going to get caught up on the things around the house I've been wanting to do for the past 10 years," he notes. He made 5 state hockey tournaments when his boys were playing with the Rams and wants to go to 1, whether or not the Rams are in it. "I'll take in a few more hockey games here, too." That was the end of the article. Mr. Grand mentioned the post office being in the Bud Building at one time. In the Roseau County Heritage Book, published in 1992, I found a history of the post office in Roseau written by Irene Olson. She says in 1887, the first people to settle in Roseau County had to pick up their mail at Fur, 60 miles away and south of Carlstead. The first official mail service in Roseau County dates back to April 2, 1888, when Jadis Post Office was established 1/2 mile north of Roseau at the Horace W. Sutton store, and he was the first postmaster. Since this whole territory was then in Kitson County, the mail came from Hallock with the freight for the Sutton store. There was no regular schedule, so mail was relayed from one neighbor picking it up for his neighbor and the next neighbor until all were served. This relay system was often the deciding factor in the establishment of post office throughout the county. The original post office boxes from the Sutton store are now in the Roseau County Museum. The Jadis Post Office at the Sutton store was moved from north of town to the Roseau town site February 16, 1895, and the name changed to Roseau. Four of the first five post offices established in Roseau County were still in operation in 1959. The Roseau Post Office was located in back of C.A. Pearson's drugstore, and C.A. Pearson was appointed postmaster in 1907. C.O. Heyerdahl bought the drugstore, and A. Wog was appointed postmaster in 1913. It was moved to the Farmers and Merchants Bank building, and J.P. Grothy was appointed postmaster in 1923. The post office was located there until the late 1940s. Lloyd Wog was appointed postmaster in July 27, 1935. The post office was moved to the Bud Building and served the public until the new post office was built in 1961 at the present location. Floyd Olson was appointed postmaster May 26, 1966 and served until August 1, 1991. Thanks to Wild 102 for the time to tell our county stories.